Hey mamas, welcome to the Being Mother Hustler podcast. I'm your host mother hustler, Kareen Mills. I'm a mama of two boys, founder of a tribe called Mother Hustler Nation, co-founder of the Game Changers Global Network, an insurance professional turned lifestyle entrepreneur, keynote speaker, and author. Each and every week, I'm bringing you stories and thoughts from mom entrepreneurs who will inspire you to take massive imperfect action, unapologetically chase your dreams, and eradicate your excuses so you can quit treating your business like a hobby and turn your side hustle into full-time income. I know being mother hustler is not easy, but sisters, we are making it happen even in this beautiful mess. Thank you so much for being present with me today. Now let's go mother the world. Mother hustlers, what's up? It's your sister and fellow mother hustler, Kareen Mills. Ladies, one of the most common questions I receive from all of you is about podcasting. What did you do? How did you do it? How do you record an episode? Where do I get background music and transition music? When do you begin to monetize it? Well, today is your lucky day. I'm revealing my top secret. Are you ready? The answer to every single one of your questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for launching, recording, hosting, distributing, and monetizing your podcast. The best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously user-friendly. I use the Anchor app on my iPhone to record solo episodes when I'm on the go in my car in between kids' sporting events and business appointments. So be sure to download the handy dandy Anchor app. Or you may go to anchor.fm to get an even larger menu of features or customize your podcast. I use anchor.fm to produce my episodes with guests. Now, eradicate those excuses, take massive imperfect action, and launch your podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to another solo episode by yours truly, your host of the Being Mother Hustler podcast, Kareen Mills. I went to Southern California last week to visit my mom and my sister. And when I am in the airport, I tend to like people watch. I love people watching. And I do some stretching and some workout because the airport can be really boring if you don't do anything about it. And even though it's like a short flight, there's the same weight. And on the flight, I try, even though you can buy your Wi-Fi, we flew Southwest Airlines. Shout out to Southwest. Thank you so much. It was a wonderful experience. And I tend to just like take myself off grid and really just read. And so I read a lot of articles. I read a lot of books. And I came across this article that was really compelling, and I wanted to share it on the solo episode today. So there were four different things that I learned throughout this reading journey that I had flying in and out of Portland to Southern California. So one of the things that I read was grow whole, not old, because I feel like I'm old. When you're 20, you think 40 is really old, right? And I kind of backtrack that because I'm seeing a lot of my batchmates in high school who are also turning 40 this year. And I'm seeing a lot of their posts about their birthday parties and birthday gatherings and birthday get together. And I notice
for my own self, it's kind of just like a revelation that when we are 20 and we turn 20, we think, oh, it's really young. It's just half of 40. And that's why we think 40 is really old. But then when we turn 40 and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm turning 40. That is half of 80, right? That's really old. But then I have never felt so good in my life. I have never been free, like this free in my life. I've never had this so much freedom and I've never lived so much truth. So for me, I started also having a revelation of maybe, and just maybe, that is why they say that life doesn't start until you're 40, because you really don't know what you're doing before you hit 40. And for me, it was 35 when I really took a turn, like a really sharp turn in order to change my own life, because I was getting tired of where I was. I was not in the mindset that I do have now. And so it's a practice to get here. You don't just like say, I want this and then it happens. You really have to work hard on it. So reading has been one of those blessings that I have had the opportunity to really embrace and begin to love, because I used to hate reading. I remember when I had my insurance practice with the number one auto insurer in the nation, I had this little library in my suite, my office suite, and it was filled with so much books that I've never heard before. The thing of it is, I've owned them for so long and I've never picked them up and read them until I started asking questions, because I realized where I was not where I needed to be, and it felt that way. For some reason, these books really pulled me to pick it up, like, pick me, pick me, pick me. I've been sitting collecting dust in your shelf and you've never read it. And these are some awesome, amazing books. Now looking back, they're one of like greatest books of all time. One of which is Raving Fans, amazing book, especially when you're in a sales position or in management position, or you take care of people and clients. The other one is The E-Myth, which is awesome for small business owners. It's really one of those books that kind of just like wake you up and open your eyes. And then the other one was Good to Great. We can't be great at everything, or we can't be good at everything, but we can be great at one or two things, right? It used to be just one, but now in, you know, with technology and automation, social media and all that, you can really be great at two things. And as a serial entrepreneur, I know that that's possible. You guys can probably hear, I'm still a little under, so if I'm coughing, please forgive me. All right, so as you're getting old, don't think about it as you're getting old. You can't do anything. You can't begin a business, or you can't leave a job that you've been miserable and build a business because you're 50 or you're 40 or you're 45, whatever age you are, whatever excuse you have, that's really not acceptable. So grow whole, not old. And so the four pillars that I learned, and I wrote it down on my iPhone notes. You guys, if you do not use your iPhone notes, it is probably the best tool that I have, so that I can't, like, you don't always have a notepad and a pen on you. And sometimes I want to capture things that I learn or capture my thoughts. I literally wrote my book, The Sixth Sense, How Ordinary People Can Transform into Extraordinary Entrepreneurs, using the iPhone notes. And I'm sure the Android users have their own version of it. So the number one thing is evolve. Be willing to change, even if it means cutting your ego down to size. And let me tell you, when I was thinking about switching and transitioning out from my captive insurance practice, I had this big ego. And I think ego worries about what other people think. Truly, when you release the ego and you no longer have it, or you have just a healthy amount of it, I think that's when you're like, I don't care what anybody thinks and say, I need to be happy. And that's when you have cut your ego down to a smaller size. Now, I don't think for anybody confident out there that you can 100% remove your ego, because I think that as a confident person, you gotta have somewhat of a healthy amount of ego, an ego that doesn't hurt a lot of people, but more like just an energy. I would call it an energy other than ego, I think, because that's a better terminology for it. And remember that you're not trying to prove yourself. Listen to this. I love this. Remember, you're not trying to prove yourself, but you're trying to improve yourself. Can you believe, can we just like take a pause and really internalize that and receive it and just take a deep breath and receive that information, because that information is golden. The number two pillar is learn. So the number one was evolve, and number two is learn. Be the most curious person in the room. So a lot of us, you know, I'm like, I feel like in life I'm a middle schooler, right? The old schooler are even worse. But the old schoolers are like, I know everything. I've gone through everything you've ever gone through as a person. I have a ton of experience. And then they let their ego lead them into what it would have been a healthier discussion or a dialogue. So even if you're old or you think you have a lot of experience, I think it is super healthy to be the most curious person in the room and ask catalytic questions that require more than a simple yes or no answer, to create a dialogue and provoke big ideas. And so there's a big disparity in the workplace right now, and even in business, that old people should be our mentor and young people shouldn't be. Well, the unfortunate reality is that old people are obsolete, and what they knew then, most of what they knew then no longer either exists now or applicable now. Maybe it still exists, but it's no longer applicable. So they need to be a little more curious, because really the younger generation can mentor us in a very different way. And as a middle schooler, not an old schooler, right? I have a lot to give to the younger generation, but I also have a lot to learn from the younger generation. So as a mother hustler, I'm always opening my doors. I'm always building bridges. I'm always wearing the attitude of, I can always learn something. I can always find someone that knows what I don't know. So if you have that attitude, I think the biggest contributor to my recent just growth, because we're a little harsh on ourselves and we don't think we're successful, and you can ask an Elon Musk, you can ask a, you know, Bill Gates, you can ask all those guys. And I don't think people that we think are successful think of themselves as successful. And that's just the reality, because it's not about the success. Like, you never, for somebody that always chases their dreams like myself, we never feel like we've arrived, if that makes sense. Like, when we arrive, okay, I wanted to have a podcast. Now I have a podcast. What's next? What can I do more? How can I grow it? How can I monetize it? How can I teach others to do their own podcast? How can I grow my listening pool? How can I grow? Like, it's never ending, and we don't ever see ourselves successful people. But for some other people, we may seem successful to them, but for us, we're happy pursuing something. And we're just happy growing something. And I think that just going through the trenches and doing that leads to success. But success is really not the target. The target is to always grow from where you're at. The target is to always learn something new. The target is to always adapt to new ideas, new technology, because we're constantly evolving in this planet. And with the technological advancement that we have, it's no longer like the things you learned yesterday is already obsolete. So you're always having to learn something and learn it fast, right? And so the fastest way to learn it from is from the younger generations who are so wired for these new technological advancement. And so we can all learn from each other. Collaboration, and that leads us to this, because this is really what it's all about. Accept that work is a team sport. Oh my gosh, you have no idea how much I coach my family, my kids, my husband, that no man is an island, and that God was the genius because he created us so imperfectly by design. He created us to have weaknesses and strengths. And I was just, in fact, this morning coaching my kids that when I coach them and tell them something they need to improve on, that doesn't mean that something is wrong with them. It just means that God created you to be that way so I can help you as your mother. So your brother, who may have the strength to do that, can help you, because we're designed to collaborate. We were never designed to be alone, to be on our own. And so that is a really good lesson to either teach your team or teach your kids, really, and your family. Build diverse teams, influence people of different ages and with different perspective. Yes, yes, and yes, creativity will come from diversity. It is so true, because when you're diverse with talent, skill set, etc., culture, the creativity becomes so organic from every single person. And it's organic creativity is the best kind of creativity. Counsel is amazing. It's like mentorship, right? Share what you know with humility and respect. Be kind to one another. Even if you think you know so much, still be curious and be kind to people, because it will avoid embarrassing someone. It give advice behind closed doors. So when you're mentoring people and you're giving advice, you do it behind closed doors, but you can learn publicly. This is such a great learning throughout this process. And if you guys are not doing this in your travel and in your downtime while you're traveling, you really should give it a shot and take massive notes, because, you know, a lot of people come to me and say, I don't know what to say on social media. Like, you're so persistent. You're so consistent, not persistent. You're so consistent. I've never seen anybody so consistent. And to be honest with you, I have no team of people. I work with a single VA, and VA is a virtual assistant that does not work with me full time. And so it's just like a couple hours every week. It's not like it's major help. So I still do majority of the things that I do. And really comes from reading and consuming content. And it just kind of create this idea in my brain of what to post on a daily basis. Intern publicly and mentor privately. That was an amazing knowledge that I learned throughout this travel. If you are curious and passionately engaged, somehow your wrinkles will evaporate. Truly, I've never been so happy other than until I started pursuing something, because it gives you that energy, the youthful energy to go after it. It literally motivates you to be healthy, because without you, whatever dream you have will not be realized. You are the only person that was given that dream, and it was given to you for a reason. If you die without realizing that dream, it will die with you, because the gift was only intended for you. Our potential is unlimited. We are not fixed. We can evolve and we can grow. Let me say that again. Our potential is unlimited. We are not fixed. We can evolve and we can grow. Don't allow what you don't have to get what you want. Or don't allow what you don't have to get you what you can have. There's a lot of people say, I don't want to start a business yet because I don't have a lot of money yet. So that's what you don't have, but you want the business. So you're allowing what you don't have to stop you from getting what you can have. So I'll leave you guys with that. Thank you so much for listening on this solo episode. I am loving this solo episode. Leave us a review. 5-star would be amazing on iTunes. Download us on Spotify. We're on a lot of different podcast platforms. We'd love to hear your feedback. My commitment to you for 2019 is to have a solo episode every single week, and that will make us deliver to you 2 episodes every single week. Thank you all. I love you all. Live and love, Kareen.
All right, sisters, thank you so much for listening and always supporting the Being Mother Hustler podcast every single episode, every single week. I know most of you take screenshots of these episodes and share it all over your social media outlet. And for some of you that's left us a 5-star review, from the bottom of my heart, I'm so super grateful for you. Make sure you follow us on Spotify and subscribe to the show on iTunes. And it would mean the world to the entire Mother Hustler Nation community if you wrote us a 5-star review. Because I'm telling you, this is not about me. This is not about you. It's about all of us in the community inspiring each other, learning from each other, and not allowing each other to make any excuses to chase our dreams. I swear I read those reviews and it fuels me to my core, makes me cry for great reasons. So I so look forward to reading those reviews. As always, sisters, don't forget to give, serve, live, and love. Have a mother hustling day.